Hello, everybody, and welcome to today's edition of the Chapter by Chapter podcast for Children of Dune. I am your host, Will.
And I'm Steve, and we are here to talk about Chapter 54 of the Children of Dune.
All chapters lead to Chapter 54.
I guess, yeah. It means every chapter up until this point has definitely led to Chapter 54.
Every single one. And then the next one leads to Chapter 55. Every chapter then leads to Chapter 64, the final chapter.
The final chapter. We're 10 away now.
But no, this is different. This is different. This one's more intense because we got not necessarily, I guess, maybe this feels like the final confrontation between our two Spice Boys.
This is a fucking great chapter. This is Leto in full fucking sand trout spice mode, coming face to face with his dad, with Paul Muad'Dib, the preacher,
and ding, ding, ding.
We have quite the interaction between the two. I was wondering if this was going to evolve into a fight, but of course not. It's Dune. It's just going to be a conversation with political wits.
It's like a fight, you know. It's 4D mind chess. Fight. Yeah, mind fight. I feel like this is the fight that George Lucas is having with Disney right now. I think he knows his long-term game here. He gave it to Disney. Let them flounder with it, and he'll get it all back with even more power than before.
Okay. I don't think he is involved at all, but...
Probably not, but like it's fun to think about.
I guess so.
All right, we got an introduction. It's a short one. Steve, why don't you take this?
Thou didst divide the sand by thy strength. Thou breakfast the heads. That doesn't say breakfast. That says breakest. I'm sticking with it. Thou breakfast the heads of the dragons in the desert. That was on purpose too.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. Yeah. I behold thee as a beast coming up from the dunes. Thou hast the two horns of the lamb, but thou speakest as the dragon. Revised. Orange Catholic Bible, Aran, 114.
Do you think that this revised Orange Catholic Bible is done after the ascension of Leto Atreides?
I think it's kind of like New Testament.
Yeah, it's like New Testament, the King James Bible, something like that. Yeah. Anyway, not worth like diving into, but it's just funny. I don't think we've seen a revised Orange Catholic Bible yet.
No, I would have guessed. If you would have asked me, I would have said yes, but I'm just thinking about the regular Orange Catholic Bible.
Yeah, I feel like we've only seen the regular Orange Catholic Bible, which surprisingly it's got a blue trim. There's no orange on it. It's actually quite brown. All right.
They can't call it the brown Catholic Bible. It just sounds like you're saying the shit Bible.
It's the shit Bible, yeah. Here's the grab your shit book. All right. So, this is a big chapter, and there's a lot to cover here.
It's a doozy.
But what it boils down to is Leto has, like, he's already become his final form. Look, well, not final form. He's become the Leto that we know.
It's hard. It's hard to say. I think he sort of believes that he is in his final form because he kind of is in his final form because he's just in a form that's going to continue to evolve. And, of course, it will reach some sort of final evolution. But this is it for him. And it's going to move
more
forward
or less
like this.
Mentally speaking, he's peaked. Like he's not going to be able to take in, or he's not going to be able to change his mind at all because the mind has already been set.
Which,
and he's been on the path.
Is horrifying. I was thinking more about this in this chapter, about the fact that Leto was a kid. Leto is like 13, 14 here. And now he has so much power that he really is one of these sort of like, it's like you can't give a 14-year-old boy that much power. He's going to do dumb things. Real dumb. But he's got the power. And then his mind is also sort of stuck like this, and he sort of already is this person. And then you have his dad. You have Paul sort of arguing with a 14-year-old who, oh, man, don't even get me started with that.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, the whole time, like this whole chapter, there's a lot to it, but it really can just be boiled down to Paul being like, look, you got to chill the fuck out. And Leto going, my skin is not my own.
Can't listen to you, Dad. My skin's not my own. All right.
Over and over.
I've graduated past this.
Over and over.
All right. Paul's like, okay, yes, I understand that, but what you're going to do is inherently evil, and that's why I walked away from it. I can't do something evil knowing that is evil. That's why I stepped away from the path. And what you're doing is knowing what you're doing is evil and continuing forward. And he's like, I don't care. My skin's not my own.
My skin isn't my own.
But it's interesting here because you never really, actually, this was something that I was talking to my sister of all people this morning about, because she just watched the Dune Part 2. Almost never. But she saw Dune Part 2. And as far as she knows, I'm the resident Dune guy in, I think, Calgary. Probably not, but like up there. I think I'm like in top 10. So she asked me, like, did the Bene Gesserit like plan the Holy War? And I was like, no, they didn't. It was a reaction of Paul's decisions. And she said, oh, is Paul evil? And I said, a good question.
Kind of.
Not necessarily. Like, what
from a certain point of view.
A certain point of view.
Is Darth Vader evil? Or did he do everything for love?
From a certain point of view.
From a certain point of view.
Yeah.
Is Jafar evil from Aladdin? Or did he do everything for love?
I think that's pretty.
He's evil. I think he turned into a big snake.
He's evil. Yeah, no matter what.
He's evil.
No matter what.
Anyone who has that facial hair, too. That's a dead giveaway. The goatee.
A goatee and the pencil-thin mustache.
Yeah. Well, I don't think he has that. I think it's part of the goatee.
It's just part of the goatee?
Huh. Isn't a goatee like a mustache chin situation combo? Yeah. Or is that just a different type of goatee?
Yeah, I thought the goatee was just the chin situation and not the mustache.
Well, isn't that like a soul patch?
Oh, yeah. That's. Oh, I thought the soul patch was the little thing like right underneath the lip, you know?
No, I'm looking up the goatee. Little... The goatee is like, yeah, the mustache and the chin. But there are some variations. There are some variations. People also ask on Google, is the goatee a good look? I'm going to say...
From a certain point of view.
From a certain point of view. Another one. Is it okay to have a goatee?
From a certain point of view.
From a certain point of view. But for most, no. They'll think you're an evil wizard. He's going to turn into a snake.
Unfortunately, I don't think mustaches don't really play for a lot of people that think that they can do mustaches.
No, I think you're wrong. Everyone does it these days, and they've got their glasses and the mustache.
Yeah, the mustaches I'm just not feeling. I've never been a mustache guy. But I could be just jealous, and I haven't like understood those feelings yet.
That is 100% what it is. In a few years, you'll be, when you're like 32, you'll have a mustache, and you'll be like, you'll tell everyone, I'm 32 now, and I have a mustache.
I can't grow facial hair like that.
I couldn't grow facial hair until I got this new product that sponsors our podcast called Mustachio Grow.
Mustachio. That's a good reminder for all our listeners.
Chaps.
Open for sponsorships. We will sling your product every episode.
Let's grow Will a mustache, sponsors. All right? Let's get some.
Go over to the Patreon, pick the mustache tier.
Yeah, mustache tier. I have a picture up on my computer right now, like from this whole conversation that is... It's like six different styles of goatees. It's just like the same face with six different goatees on it. I'm going to leave it up. Look, we got to get back to this chapter. And honestly, fuck goatees. But I did like in this arguing back and forth and it's a lot of, you know, arguing to when a father says to his son sort of, look, I did this. I'm telling you firsthand. Don't do it. And the kid's like, you're wrong. Okay. I'm a worm god. It's different. You don't get it. Even though he does kind of get it. He does understand. And
he was like, dude, I was going to be the first worm god. You don't understand.
And
I had the path laid out in front of me.
But I was like, you know, you caused a jihad. So like, what if I caused it? You know, what big deal if I caused a jihad? And I do like the line where he's sort of like, he's like, my jihad's going to make your jihad look like child's play. Okay? This ain't your granddaddy's jihad. All right?
You can see Paul just going like, that's not the fucking point.
Paul's like, oh my God, it's not the point, man. I want to be dead. Like, you hear me? I want to be dead. I wanted to die that night. I walked out into the desert. I didn't. But like, I still maintain I want to be dead. And you're on that path too. You are a trout man. You don't realize, like, do you realize you're a trout man? And... it's going to keep evolving from here. And soon it's going, you're going to be a worm man. You're going to be an abomination. And Leto replies with, my skin is not my own.
They're like, whoa. Abomination. Nah, I'm... That's a bad word around here. I wouldn't throw that
somebody
around.
Somebody say my name.
Baron Harkonnen is just like waiting for his next move. Just kind of like, can I infest his mind yet? Whose mind am I invading yet?
I wonder if the Baron is like, can he have his own thoughts inside of Aaliyah's head that she's not privy to? You know?
I'm sure he can.
Like,
yeah,
you think
sure.
Sometimes he's just like, maybe it's not worth it. Maybe I should just find a new host. A nice young man to settle down in. Leave this all behind.
Well, technically speaking, there are three possible Baron Harkonnens that live inside three possible people right now. There's Ganeema. I guess it would be four. Because there's Aaliyah, who actually has Baron Harkonnen in her head. Ganeema, who is pre-born and has to like control those voices in her head.
Yeah, but
Baron Harkonnen's in there.
Same,
they're related.
Though. That's not the same. It's not the same as having like Aaliyah has him in her head. He's in there.
Yes.
Making
but
real
they're
time
all
decisions.
In their head.
Like she could play
they're
chess.
All in
him.
Her head. It's true.
The other, but aren't the other ones sort of like compositions of memories and past lives and stuff?
Not... That's exactly what the Baron Harkonnen is in Aaliyah's head. She's just allowed it to kind of like infest and take
sentience.
Form. Yeah. 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 When you don't exercise that part of your mind to keep those voices down, they're going to take over, man.
That's why.
Like even when I think there was a chapter like not that long ago where Leto was going through all of these voices that were in his head and he even had to like shut down Leto or like the original Leto. Like from becoming too powerful in his own head. Like it all has to be shut down for you to keep yourself.
This is why I don't allow anything into my head.
Yeah, you do a really good job of that.
It's
most
empty
of the time.
In there.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like the
just like, soil. You have a lot of soil.
There's just like a bunch of heads with goatees just circling around.
Bunch of Guy Fawkes masks.
No, not Guy Fawkes. The goatees I was just looking at.
No, okay.
Remember I just said I had pictures of six goatees on my screen? I'm still looking at them.
I know. Wow. Okay. One point I wanted to talk about is like right at the beginning of the chapter here is it just really highlights how in tune Leto 2 is with the rest of the with Arrakis in general, because he doesn't need to use a thumper or anything like that anymore. All he has to do is stomp his feet, clap his hands, and a worm's gonna show up.
He starts doing it too. Well, Paul. Yeah. No, Paul's doing it. I think Paul starts stomping.
Leto. No. Paul doesn't show up. He sees. So Leto takes a worm and then rides a worm to a point where he knows where the next conversation is going to happen. Then he sees a worm in a distance, and then they turn to Leto in almost like a threatening fashion. But Leto doesn't move because he's like, "Yeah, I know what's going on here," and he knows it's Paul on that worm through prescience. And Paul and Tariq, his little like sight boy, dismount, and that's when they have their conversation. But for Leto, like all he has to do is stomp, and then he can just jump onto a worm whenever it pops up, and he doesn't even need maker hooks. He can just use the trout to form hooks out of his hand to drive the thing.
Just sort of morphs himself on there. I imagine it would look very disturbing to see this in live action.
It's like a cross between Mr. Fantastic and then the guy who turned into water in the first X-Men movie.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know? I don't know if anybody saw that.
In the first X-Men movie?
Yeah, remember in the first X-Men movie where Magneto turned that senator into a mutant, but something went wrong in the process, and he was kind of like melting all the time?
Angel's dad, I think, right?
Yeah. I think Angel's dad, that tracks. Well, I think... Yeah, sure. Yeah. But there's a scene where he just kind of like becomes like water because the mutation didn't go right.
Yeah. It made me think of, you have definitely haven't seen it, but the Studio Ghibli classic movie Ponyo, where there's like a water creature that's like a bunch of fish all together. Controlled by a wizard. So it is, yeah. you know, it's the same sort of thing, I think.
Yeah, yeah. So when they have this this standoff, one thing I was a little confused about right before is that there's this like shield generator thing nearby, and was that like an attempt by Paul or Tariq to like bring up a sandworm and kill everybody? Like that was like Paul's like
it might
last
be.
Line of defense.
You said no, but I do think like yeah, Leto just calls the worm, but I do think when the conversation's happening, there's a point where Paul starts punching the ground and thumping on it, and I don't know if he's trying to actually call a worm forth or something, but I do think that they maybe they don't realize that nobody realizes the power and the control that Leto has now. I don't even think Leto fully does. He might, but I don't think nobody's realizing that they're slowly learning about this fish Voltron, this trout Voltron that Leto has become.
He's, yeah, it's. I don't remember him punching the ground. I do remember the pseudo shield thing in the ground, and it seemed like it was like an attempt on Leto's life, an attempt on everybody's life. Like Paul wanted to just burn this whole thing down when he had the chance, and he used Tariq, this kid that he has with him to be his eyes, to pull it off.
It sure seems
which
like
I guess it. Makes sense. It makes sense if Paul was going to do that. Because he's like, you can't be doing this. What you're going to do is going to, it's going to cause so much pain. And to Leto's point, he's like, yes, but like in what it leads to is like abundance of progression forever. So this period of stagnation and peace where everybody's going to be happy and like carefree, although it will lead to something that is, although for the moment it is something that is not preferable, and the way that he does it is going to go through like just generations and generations of genocide. Like you said earlier, his jihad is going to be so much worse, so like just terrible compared to Paul's. Like Paul's is just like a tiny jihad.
Yeah,
Leto's jihad is going to be like the jihad, you know. It's going to be an event that changes the universe forever. Not that Paul's hasn't, but it was just a stepping stone.
Forever. Well, again, because it comes back to, it's just like father-son arguing, where there is a lot of like not acknowledging these sorts of things and sort of like, shut up, dad. My jihad's going to be way better than your jihad, okay? Look at me. I'm a trout man. I kept my skin is on my own. I'm a trout man. And Paul's like, he's just not even saying anything at this point. He's looking at him.
So like, that's what it ultimately comes down to. Is like this idea of Kralizek that we've been talking about for the last few chapters.
Yeah.
And how Kralizek
Armageddon.
It's Armageddon, but it's not Armageddon in the way that you and I think understand it.
Like the movie.
With Bruce Willis.
Yeah.
That's how I understand it. In this, it's more like, I feel like when they're talking about Kralizek, it's the thousands of years of stagnation that Leto is going to push onto humanity. That is Armageddon. That's the end of times, because you're not progressing at all. You're just like, you're stuck with your iPhone. You're stuck with the iPhone 10 for 50 years. There's no updates coming.
I mean, it might be like more like 50,000 years.
50,000 years.
I don't know.
There's no updates coming.
We're gonna have to wait and see. Yeah. Honestly, I would be fine with it. I hate having to update my phone. I'm one of those people that always waits to run the updates. I'll let it sit there. Well, that little like red dot will come out. They'll be like, you got to update. And I'll let it sit for like 6 months.
Yeah.
Until I'll be like, I'm going to update now. And then I'll update and be like, wow, look at all these features. And I'm really disappointed and lose interest within 20 seconds because it's always just the same thing.
It's always the same thing. Let's be real, everybody. Like, it's a phone.
It's a phone.
You're going to use it the exact same way that you used it beforehand. There's nothing they're going to make that you're going to go like, ooh, this is a cool feature that I'm going to keep up and using.
You know what? Want to hear this?
You're not going to use it.
Want to hear this? Hot take. It's not a phone. It hasn't been a phone for a long fucking time.
That's very true.
Open your fucking eyes. We keep calling them phones. Most of us don't even take phone calls anymore. I won't. You try and call me, I'm not going to answer that.
I had a phone call like literally 5 minutes ago. Did not touch it.
No way. Not answering that. I will let you leave a message that I'm also not checking, and then I will just send a text back and say, who dis? and then they can respond. We'll it'll evolve from there, just like you know, like Leto. But I wonder, do you think we'll ever reach a point where we're going to stop calling these things phones? Because sure, they have the ability to make phone calls, but they are way more than a phone. More like 90% of what the average person does on one of these devices is not phone related at all.
That's a great question. I don't know. I you know what I see? I see the definition of the word phone changing to match whatever this device is. We'll just call it a phone, but what was a telephone beforehand is not what we currently understand as a phone.
Of course
the
not.
Device is called a phone, but it doesn't necessarily mean
well, like I guess a that's why they added or that specific to it. It's technically a smartphone. Yeah. I think it's going to evolve into something that you wear on your arm that detects gamma radiation. Called the iPhone. Check out our Patreon for coverage of the Fallout series. That was a poor Fallout reference / joke, I guess. Patreon.com/chapter by chapter podcast.
Paul and Leto, iPhone or Android guys?
Well, I think Paul's iPhone, Leto's Android.
I was going to say, I'm with you on that one.
Yeah, Leto wants to break it down, rebuild it in his own way. Paul got an iPhone when he was real young from Jessica, and it's just everything's been like moving forward generation after generation, and then like moving another like 1,000 generations and coming back, and it's like it's all on there, right? It's like if he was to switch over now to Android, you lose it all.
You lose it all. Yeah, he's already spent too much time. And he's a Nepo baby as well. So, like, clearly he's an iPhone kid.
Yeah.
You know? So, yeah. And Leto, though, didn't really he lived in the lap of luxury, but it wasn't necessarily like he had his parents with him to kind of like, he lived in like relative peace and comfort. But maybe Leto, as we knew in the early stages of this book, that kid would have been an iPhone kid.
Well, now I think
this Leto is an Android kid.
I think he was an Android kid, and now he's starting his own company, Trout Phone.
Yeah. Trout.
Because honestly, he is sort of becoming Trout X. Like Jeffrey Bezos. He looks like Jeffrey Bezos now.
Clearly, yeah. Do you,
now that he's all slimy and.
Oh, Jeff Bezos is clearly soaking up the health benefits of sand trout on his off time.
He's like a fish man.
Yeah. There's no other way. He kind of does look like Abe Sapien. He kind of like...
No, make it Dune related. It. Who's that other Dune guy? Say it again. He kind of does look like...
Leto.
Oh, my God. You know what I'm talking about? Whatever.
Oh, Edric?
Yes.
Edric, the space...
The fish guy that we made tons of jokes of that. He looks like Abe Sapien.
All right. Let's pack it up.
Say it again. Yeah.
He kind of does look like Edric, the Spacing Guild Navigator.
Yeah,
we got there. So, I mean, it's possible. We'll see how it goes. Bezos probably knows. Bezos even's got a space name. Like, Bezos is a space name.
Yeah, and he's also got the flippers for hands, the fish hands.
So he might be on the golden path. We just don't know it yet.
Oh, he is. And I think we do know.
Yeah.
Because we just said it.
Yeah. Oh no. I think we got to get some more eyes on this guy, Bezos guy. We might be going into the dark times here soon. But maybe a little stagnation wouldn't hurt. All right. Like I said, do we really need to update our iPhones?
Not me. Not I.
No. No. You don't. None of us do. All right. Let's be real.
What we do need to do though is wrap this episode up because I have my own golden path I have to get to.
He has to pee.
I really have to pee.
All right.
No, we can go through the rest of the notes here, but.
There's no other notes. Essentially, what it comes down to is that Leto is going to. Leto says, I'm going to do it my way. Fuck you. And Paul is no longer Paul.
Paul's
the preacher,
like, look, okay, cool. If you're doing
that, he's on his own path.
Whatever, but I'm done. Muad'Dib is dead. Paul's dead. I'm the preacher. Okay? Call me that.
Yeah.
You can call me Preach, the preacher, preacher. Do not call me Paul. Do not call me Muad'Dib. Do not call me Kezak Haderach. Do not call me Mahdi.
Whatever that is.
Are there any
other ones? Son al-Gaib. None of that.
Do not call me Toots. Some people used to call him Toots back in the day because when he played the saxophone. Yeah. It's saxophone related, not bean related. Do not call me Beans. All these like weird nicknames start coming out.
It was like, okay. It takes like 10 minutes.
Do not call me Howlin' Carl Jenkins. That was my jazz career after the Toots thing evolved into that.
He's like, you're 30. At best, you're like 35 years old. There's no way you've lived this many lives. He's like, I've been a blind man for a long time.
Not to derail the ending of this too far here, but with all of their prescience and knowledge of everything, wouldn't they be able to just like play any instrument? Well, I guess they can play. They can't Leto play the balisette pretty well?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
You know, I wonder about the drums. Right?
I mean,
what about the rest of these instruments? They could probably start like Paul, Leto, and Ganima, and Aaliyah probably could have. And even Jessica, you know, they probably could have made a fucking awesome band. Like the Carpenters. Like a family band.
The Carpenters. That
Space Carpenters. Right?
All
right,
you have me. That sounds good. I like that. That sounds cool.
That'd all be top tier musicians. But instead, fighting each other, trying to murder each other, and marry each other. Thanks a lot, Frank Herbert.
Well, and I don't even know if, like, they could be great in musicians, but I don't know if the music they make would be very accessible. Like, just
no.
Think Joy Division, but way more Worms.
Yeah, way more, like, Tribal Joy Division.
Tribal Joy Division and talk about Worms. And then, but Ian, what's his name again? Ian Malcolm? No.
Ian, who are you trying to talk about?
The singer of Joy Division.
Ian Curtis.
Okay, now put, like, Leto in that position and just do all the same dance moves.
Well, I mean, you know, he had this really weird love triangle and this like horrible bipolar disorder he struggled with. I think that's what it was. And it killed himself eventually, right?
So like Leto. Their
first U.S.
Actually, that's
tour.
More like Paul.
So.
It's more Paul than anything. I'm going to put Paul as lead singer.
Yeah.
Leto's
and
got
they spawn
like
a whole bunch of like Fremen Goths who are like, and that's just like, I don't even want to talk about that.
They start opening up a bunch of worm topics. It's a hot topic, but for worms.
Worm topic. Okay, I see what you did there. I do think it's time to end the episode on that note. Nothing
welcome,
like nothing like a little reinforcement to help us get out of here. Thank you for listening, of course. It's spice in my mouth. Thank you for listening, listeners. Go ahead and check us out. Follow us on the social medias if you haven't, at Chapter by Chapter Podcast. Rate us on your podcast providers if you haven't. It really helps us, goes a long way. That's on iTunes or Spotify or whatever. If you can't do it, you can't do it. But we appreciate you anyways in any way that you help at the show. And we will see you back here tomorrow for Chapter 55 of the Children of Dune.
Hello, everybody. I am back. It is me, Will, thanking the three most important people to this show. That's right. I'm talking about Big Cheese, Eddie Hilder, and Nick Korn. Thank you guys so much for everything you do to support us and the listeners. If you want to support us, you can head over to the Patreon, pick a tier, and get weekly bonus content featuring your pals, Will and Steve. But if you don't feel like you want to do that, then just go over to Apple. I think it's Apple, right? Yeah. Go or anywhere you get your podcast and just hit that 5-star button. Don't leave a review. Don't say anything. Just hit that 5-star button and leave it alone. Then come back in like 2 weeks when it says like, oh, you haven't left a review for the show. Press that 5-star button again. Keep ranking up those 5 stars because we need them. We need them because if I'm going to keep doing this for the rest of my life, I'm going to need some more success here. I'm going to need it. All right. That's enough of me begging. Thank you guys. Thank you all. Thank you to our Gouda Grandmasters for everything you do. And we'll be back tomorrow with a brand new episode of the Chapter by Chapter podcast.